All right, today's movie review is on The Professor and the Man, which showed up on Netflix. It was a 2019 release that I hadn't seen or really heard about, starring Mel Gibson and Sean Penn. Also stars Natalie Dormer as a widow in the movie with a bunch of kids, I think five children. So basically here I'm going to go over the plot line, spoilers, warning. So essentially what the film was about was Sean Penn was playing the part of a guy who had been through a war. It's a period piece back in the 1860s-ish. And he had a little bit of PTSD, and he also had some sort of mental illness, and he thought he was being chased down by someone, and he ends up going after someone, the wrong person, and killing them. And that person, the wife, is played by Natalie Dormer from Game of Thrones and The Tudors and stuff like that. And weren't really sure how, but at some point you realize that he was going to cross paths with Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson played a college kind of, I want to say a college professor who didn't really have college credentials, but he studied a lot, knew a lot of language, and he gets a position in the Oxford school where he's going to be writing the dictionary, the complete dictionary of all words in the English language, starting with letter A. And going back to Sean Penn's character, he is spared a death sentence and gets put into an insane asylum. He doesn't get executed for the murder of Natalie Dormer's husband. But while he's in prison, later on, he arranges to have his pension from the war go to her because he knew what he did was wrong and that it was a terrible mistake, but that's what happened. When Mel Gibson got started on his project of defining all the words, he was struggling big time trying to get all the meanings and the word origins. And he just didn't have enough people or resources. And so he put out a generic message, I guess, that went to, I don't know, I'm assuming it went to the newspapers and people were read, and they can send in their tips on the words and things so that they could help with the project. But somehow Sean Penn sees this, his character, and it was just what he needed to pull himself out of the madness that he was in so he could focus all his energy on these words and the books, and he just starts sending in all these entries to Mel Gibson, to his character, and they started collaborating. And it was enough so that it was enough collaboration that he actually put his name, Sean Penn's name, on the book, because that's how much he helped him. Eventually, Mel Gibson goes and visits him in the insane asylum and gets to know him a little bit. They kind of build a friendship. Sean Penn also mends kind of the relationship, or starts a relationship or friendship with Natalie Dormer's character. And she basically forgives him for what he did to her husband. And in one scene, she brings her family for him to meet. And the oldest daughter wasn't having any of that, and she beats him up. And that basically, that scene threw him in back into the depths of his madness. And then they started doing, the psychiatrist starts doing experiments on him. And, you know, I don't know if it was lobotomies, just all kinds of stuff, you know, stuff probably worse than waterboarding they were doing to him. And he goes into this catatosis where he just doesn't talk to anyone. He just kind of like a vegetable almost. And eventually he comes out of that. Nobody was able to see him while he was in that state. During that time, the school catches wind that this guy was a murderer, and they want his name removed from the book. They fire Mel Gibson from his job, and there, you know, so there's that whole plot point. And all this thing was based on a true story, and which makes it really, really interesting. And there were photographs taken even back then, which is hard to believe. And at the end of the movie, when the credits roll, you get to see the actual people that were played by Mel Gibson and Sean Penn. And really, it was just an outstanding movie. From head to toe, you were just gripped by it, wanted to know what was going to happen. It hit you emotionally at some points, at a couple of points. And it was really, really well done, well acted by both the Sean Penn and Mel Gibson were very, very good. Especially Sean Penn. He played a crazy guy to the T. And I would have to give the film 5 stars. It was just amazing. And I highly recommend it.